Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm your host, Barbara Archer. I come to you this morning from Insanity to Sane Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to another live broadcast. I am so blessed that you have decided to join me this morning as we go deep into God's Word this morning. I just pray God's blessing over each and every last one of you, and I would like to open up this morning with prayer. So, Father, we just come to you this morning. Lord, we just praise you. We honor you. We give you all the glory and praise and honor, for you are worthy to be praised, and there is no other like you throughout this earth. And, Father, I just pray right now that you would touch each and every last one of us, everyone under the sound of my breath, that you would touch every heart, touch every life, oh, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you would just breathe your spirit on your people this morning, oh, Lord. Father, that they will be infused with your love and your grace and your mercy. Father, that they will discover, Father, that you will point out to them and let them see that you reveal your purpose in their lives, O Lord. Help us, Father, to make changes in our lives, O Lord, that will glorify you. But not only glorify you, Lord, but help us to make changes, Father, as we let go of some things we can embrace what you have for us. Father, there are so many times that we hold on to things that you want us to let go of, and we become so comfortable with it, Father, that we don't even know the difference any longer. But I just pray, Father, that you will remove the scales from your people's eyes this morning, that they will see the truth and know the truth, because it is only the truth that will set them free. And, Lord, we just pray a special blessing over everyone listening under the sound of my breath. Bless them and their families and their homes, O Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, amen. Learn when to turn away and walk into your purpose. Wow, that's a very interesting topic. But today's topic is going to be focused on learning when to turn away and walk into your purpose. So often in life, we hold on to things much longer than God had planned. That can be related to relationships, our careers, our purpose. Let me just ask you this question. Do you see yourself at a crossroad, afraid to let go? Are you holding on to what is comfortable out of fear of embracing the new? Well, I have news for you this morning. You are not alone. And in today's message, we're going to discuss how to move on God's way. But before we get into today's lesson, just remember that God loves you with an everlasting love and that God is ordering your steps. And I just have a scripture for you this morning that I know is going to bless you. It's Jeremiah 29:11. And God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Now, we're just going to take that scripture and we're just going to break that down. Okay? When we read that scripture, we can shout, we can get so excited because it's like, okay, God is for us. Okay, God has great plans for us. But so often, we hear that word, we believe it for that moment, but then our action says something totally different because we are afraid. You know, and there are so many different fears out here. Some people fear relationships. Some people fear just moving on because you've been comfortable, you know. And like with the old saying goes, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Too often we hold on and we believe that verse, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So we have put in our minds that, okay, you know what, I'm comfortable where I'm at. You know, all of my bills is paid. I'm comfortable where I'm at. I'm just going to stay right here. But that's not what God has for you. So often, you may start off one way with God, but then God will flip that script on you, you know, and he'll open the doors for something else. But it's all a part of his plan for your life. It says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Okay, so we're going to discuss this morning, first of all, how to let go, when to let go. Now, I'm going to explain to you first when to let go, all right? When you let go of something is when it no longer works for you. When it no longer works for you, that's when it's time to let it go, Okay, but first of all, you have to seek God and seek his face and ask him, what is his direction? What is it that you, what is it that he has for you to do? You know, where do he want you to go? What does he want you to say? So when I talk to God, I ask God, I'm like, what do you want me to do, God? Where do you want me to go? And what do you want me to say? They are my three questions that I ask because I want to know, I want to know from God, what is it that he's calling me to do? I started off in radio. I started off writing my book. I accomplished that. Then I went from there. God says, okay, do radio. And I did radio. And I was just doing testimonies of women who I have met and wanting to bring them on the air, and then I started teaching. And then as soon as things started to flip, okay, then I felt guilty because I was doing more interviews and less teaching. So I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to get back to teaching on transformation of the mind, soul, and body, and all that. And then I started to feel guilty. That was nothing but the enemy making me feel guilty because God was starting to move me on, but I was being stuck just where that, because that's where I started out with God, and that was teaching. So that's my point. You may start off one way, but that doesn't mean you have to stay that way, and that doesn't mean that God doesn't have something else for you to do and accomplish in his life. But you have to move past it. You know, it's that slavery mentality of being in Egypt. Okay, God has called you out for you to walk in a promised land, but you're still stuck in Egypt. So you can't go to your purpose, just like the Israelites. They stayed in the wilderness for 40 years. They stayed there so long, you know, that, and the reason why that they stayed there so long is because they was disobedient. That was one. But then what happened is that God said, okay, you know what, because the generation that came out of Egypt, that it was always, you know, complaining, you know, they was always being disobedient, you know, and doing what they wanted to do, not trusting God and all this. God got fed up with it, because God does get fed up with stuff. You know, he got fed up with it. You know, he was tired of it. So he said, you know what, I'm going to keep y'all in the wilderness, okay, until this generation has died, and then I'm going to raise up the next generation, and that generation is going to be the generation to go into the promised land. Do you want to be like the Israelites, that you stay stuck just where you at until you have gone, till you have died, so by that way that your children coming up behind you will be able to walk into that purpose and walk into that promised land? Well, you know what? I made up my mind. I'm going to be the one to walk in it because I have suffered. I have been through enough. You know, I have overcome a lot with the help of God, and I'm going to be the one to walk into that promised land. Someone else is not going to take my place when I could be that person. Amen? So I made that decision. So at that point, I was like, okay, God, I'm just going to do interviews. And, you know, and I just started off just interviewing women on inspiring stories. I had no idea it was going to turn, and then I would be interviewing artists and authors and other people and some celebrities and so forth. I had no idea. But if I had stayed stuck in the wilderness back in Egypt, okay, because it's comfortable, I know it easy, I wouldn't be where I am today. So what I'm saying to you is this: step out on faith, let go of what you need to let go of so you can embrace the bright future that God has for you, because Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has good plans for us. He has purposes. When he knew us before we was in our mother's womb, and he put purpose, he put destiny in us, he put gifts in us and talent and treasure on the inside of us, and God wants to fulfill that in our lives. But so often we hold on to the things of our past that we can't move on to the bright future that God has for you, okay? So how do you take that step? You have to step up. You have to trust him first. You have to trust him. That scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, it applies to you. You have to know that it's yours. You have to declare it. You have to decree it. You have to speak it over your life that promise is yours. Until you know what the promises of God is for you, you will always stay stuck. So many people are stuck today because they don't know the promises of God. They think it's for other people. They can teach Bible study. They can speak to other people. They think it's for everyone else but them. Okay, that's where you can get stuck. So don't get stuck there, okay? So trust God, take him at his word, make up your mind today that Father, today forgives me for not wanting to step out in faith with you, but today I declare and I decree it over my life that I'm going forth in your name. There's not a devil in hell that can stop me. I want what you have for me. I deserve what you have for me. And God, I'm going to get what you have for me because you have called me. Let that be your prayer today in the name of Jesus, and watch God do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Okay? But you have to step out. Okay? If it's your career, okay? Some people are stuck in a career that they're bored in. They have lost their zeal for it. okay? That could be an indication that, you know, it's time to move on. Because in order to find your purpose, you have to find out what you are passionate about. Something you are passionate about. If you're passionate about helping people, okay, then you need to take that and find a way to make that into a business. Because I'm going to tell you something. Back here in 2007, when the economy just went upside down, and everyone was looking for the government to bail us out. And when the government did not step in and bail us out, that left a lot of people wondering, okay, what the heck am I going to do? A lot of people at that time, they started going back to school. A lot of people at that time started to be very creative. And they was able to find out what they was good at, and they was able to turn it into a business for themselves so that they can make money, so that they can live and support their families, you know, and pay their bills and so forth, you know. So that happens today. You need to find out what you're passionate about and make that into a business career for yourself, okay? Because God says that he made us to be the head and not the tail. He made us to be above only and never beneath. He made us to be always on top, okay? But so many people today are living way below what God has called them to do, and they're not living in that purpose, okay? So what you need to do, you need to find out what you're passionate about, make it into a business, okay? You know, it may be for you to go back to school. It may be for someone to start their own business. Whatever it is, you can do it. And so many people think, well, I can't do it because I don't have the money. There's so much free stuff out there that you can do to get yourself started. And then trust God that what God has called you to do, he will supply. There were things that when I started out, you know, money was funny, you know, so I didn't have a lot to do this with. I didn't have a lot to do that with, okay? But I trusted God, and God opened up the doors. He put the right people in my life, you know what I'm saying? And he'll do the same thing for you. Now we're going to move on to relationships. How many people are holding on to poor relationships, unhealthy relationships, unbalanced relationships? We all have had them at one point in time in our lives, you know. But I'm going to share this with you because I shared this with my show on yesterday, Real Woman, Real Talk. Okay? Yesterday morning I got up like as planned, and, you know, I made my calls. I'm doing business. I'm in the office and so forth. And I received a telephone call from a person that I had reached out to a couple weeks ago, and I was wanting them to interview my client on their platform. And long story short, you know, he finally called me on yesterday, and we scheduled a day and time and so forth. Everything was good. And then, you know, I started sharing with him, you know, that I'm getting ready to transition myself, you know, and I was like, you know, and just sharing that, but I had no idea what was going to come from that. And then, lo and behold, I started opening up about other things in my life, personal things, to a complete stranger that I really don't know other than the fact, okay, that I met him out in Vegas when I was there for the Stellar Awards weekend, that I had met him and we had talked and we exchanged telephone numbers and business cards and so forth like that way so that we can network. And then what happened, you know, is that I had no idea how this conversation was going to actually go. And before I knew it, I started crying over the phone. And I just had an emotional breakdown. And he started to speak words into my life, things that I didn't even know myself. You know what I'm saying? He was an angel that God has sent me. And in my life, I had always struggled with relationships. Relationships have always been my biggest struggle. For 32-plus years, I've struggled in it, you know. And so amazing how God is, that the exact same species that I have struggled with, God sent that exact same species to minister to me. That was so awesome, you know what I'm saying? And I walked in my deliverance yesterday, you know? So to say that with relationships is that so many people are holding on to unhealthy relationships. It may be your boyfriend. It may be someone in your life, you know what I'm saying, that is an unhealthy relationship, okay? Some relationships we need to let go of because they're not good for us, okay? But the Bible says that to be at peace with all men. So be at peace. You can be at peace with a person, you know, and still not have them in your life, okay? Now, unless God has spoken to you directly and said to you, okay, I want you to reach out to this person. I want you to make this right with this person like God has done with me. I took that step a few weeks back, contacted my sister, you know, and I felt in my heart I haven't done anything to offend her. So I was like, you know what, I don't need to apologize. I haven't done anything to offend her. But God spoke to me. He says, as I take you higher, I expect more. And it doesn't matter whether or not that you don't believe that you offended her. It's if she is offended, you need to make it right. And the reason why I didn't want to make it right all this time is because I wasn't willing to humble myself. Times, in order for you to see God move in your life, you have to humble yourself. And the reason why I didn't want to humble myself is because I thought, okay, if I humble myself and go to her, she's going to think in her mind that she's been right all along and I've been wrong, even though I know I have been right and she has been wrong. Do you feel me? That was why I did not want to go to her. But I had to humble myself, you know. And what does the Bible say? That when you humble yourself, God will exalt you. But sometimes we try to exalt ourselves and put ourselves up on the throne, and God's like, wait a minute. You're not going to sit up there, okay? There's only one God, and I sit on the throne. All right? So I had to humble myself. And the reason why people cannot humble themselves is because they have pride. Pride will not allow you to humble yourself. You know, God says that he gives grace to the humble. Okay? So when you are humble, God will give you that extra grace to stand on. You know what I'm saying? So to say all that, relationships is important. So if you can salvage any relationships that you have, by all means, do it. Okay? If you can work through relationships, because relationships is so important. So important. I did not realize how important relationships were until now, because I've always tossed relationships to the side all my life. I never really cared about relationships. I never worried about salvaging any relationships. You know, if you was in my life, that's fine. If you weren't, fine. You know, so a lot of times I would do things just so I can get people out of my life. You know, so I never really worked at any relationships before. Okay? But God is like, all right, you're going to learn how to work on relationships. You're going to learn how to hold and keep relationships. You're not going to just toss people to the side like they old bread. But that's how I used to do. I used to toss people aside like they were nothing, you know. And each time I would toss people aside, they always used to come back, you know what I'm saying? But then I'm going to tell you something. But since then, it's been one relationship that what I've had with a friend of mine, you know. And what happened is that I thought, you know, we were good friends and we were starting to be good friends and so forth. And what happened is that I said something that was very stupid of me, you know. And, you know, I hurt this friend of mine. And I was too proud to go back and tell that person that, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? But God started to deal with it. It took me like 3.5 months, but then I finally did. And I felt so much better. And since then, I've been working on that relationship because I want to be able to keep my relationships with people as much as possible, you know, because that's the one thing that Satan is always after, and that is relationships. If he can get you to separate, if he can get you to argue back and forth, if he can get you to be upset and mad and angry at other people, okay, he has won the battle because that's what he wants. He does not want harmony. He does not want peace. You know, he wants confusion. And when there's confusion, you know God is not in the midst of it, because God is not a God of confusion. He's a God of order. Amen? So when we have that confusion, we know that's Satan, and we need to rebuke him right then and there and said, okay, Satan, bye, because it is not going to work. So I made up my mind that he's not going to destroy any of my relationships. He's not going to get a foothold in any of my relationships. Because I'm going to work on him, and I'm going to work on him hard. And what I said to God in my prayer yesterday, and I said it again this morning, you know, God, I'm going to love, and I'm going to love hard, and I'm going to love strong, because I've always been afraid of love, afraid of what it would feel like. You know what I'm saying? And it may sound kind of sick to some people, you know what I'm saying? But people that have read my book, and you've had the opportunity to hear about my testimony, you know where I come from. So you know that has been my biggest battle. You know, but I told God, I'm going to love hard, I'm going to love strong, I'm going to love with everything that I have in me. I am not going to let Satan win this battle, you know, because I was delivered and set free yesterday. So now I'm walking in that freedom. I'm walking in that anointing. I'm walking in my deliverance, you know, and I want that same thing for you all as well. I want to see you happy and whole and healed in every area of your life, that you don't have to be afraid to love. You don't have to be afraid to give your all to a person. You know, so some people are afraid to give their all in a relationship. They're afraid to give their all in business. They're afraid to give their all in their purpose because they are afraid that they may fail. They are afraid that they may fall flat on their face. They're afraid that that person may reject them. They're afraid that that person may not like them. They're afraid that person may abandon them. All these other elements come into play, and it hinders us from going into purpose, career, and relationships out of fear. So you have to decide today you're not going to let fear, you will not let fear take control of your life, but you have to conquer fear. But love covers a multitude of sin, so just get that down deep in your spirit. You know, love covers a multitude of sin, but you have to get to a place that you say, okay, God, you know what, I'm not going to live in fear. That was my biggest thing, why I always had a hard time with love, because I was fearful of loving, afraid that if I love someone, okay, love them with all my heart, that they would take my heart and they would stomp on it. So before I let someone stomp on it, I'm going to stomp on you first, you know. And that was crazy, but that's how Satan orchestrated my life, you know, by allowing certain things to happen that I had no control over, you know, and then it brought all this other stuff into my life. But now I'm not like that no more. Praise be to God. And I thank Jesus so much for God just loving me so much that he was determined that he had something better for me in life, you know, and he didn't want me to spend one more day being stuck. And he sent me an angel yesterday to minister to me, that listened to me first and then prayed for me. And I mean, prayed for me like I've never had no one pray for me before. I mean, the anointing fell, and my deliverance came forth yesterday. So I'm a new Barbara today, and I thank God for being a new Barbara today, because I'm no longer bound, but I'm free, free in every area of my life. I'm free to love now. I don't have to be stuck. You know, I don't have to be stuck in my career, because I love what God has done in my life. You know, he continues to open doors in my life. He continues to stretch me beyond my comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? And I can embrace my future. I can embrace my purpose, because I'm living a life of purpose. I'm not living being stuck anymore. I'm not afraid of what could or could go wrong, but I'm living it. And that's what God wants you to do too. He wants you to be free, free in every area of your life, so that you can be everything that he has created and called you to be. And you'll never be that. You'll never get there if you're afraid. So you have to get to a place that you're going to step out. You're going to step out. You're going to trust God. You know what I'm saying? You're going to walk in his divine purpose for your life. You know, you're not going to just, you know, just be in a place that you're afraid of this or you're afraid of that, you know, but you're going to be everything that Christ created you to be. And that is my prayer for everyone that is listening under the sound of my breath, you know, to walk in your purpose. You know, do not get stuck don't get stuck in life, you know, because life can be enough as it is, and things in life, you know, can happen to us, and it can hold us down, and it can hold us back, you know, but you got to get to a place that you want to be free, and you have to break free. You have to break those chains that bind you. You have to break those chains that has held you captive all this time, you know, and let God in and let him do the work in your heart and in your soul and in your life that needs to be done. So many people are broken today, and they don't have clarity. You know, some people, they go from job to job. Some people go from one thing to the next, and they never settle. And there's a reason why that you're not settled, because you don't know who you are. Once you know who you are, you can rest in God, knowing that, you know what God began, he's more than enough to finish. But you have to get to that place, and it takes time. I'm not going to say that it happens overnight. It does take time. You know what I'm saying? And just be patient with yourself. Don't beat yourself up. If you fall, dust yourself up and get back up again and try it again. You know, you may try several things until you figure out what you're good at. You know, some people don't have a clue. You know, I was one of them. I didn't know what I was good at. So I had to stay in prayer. I had to stay on my knees every day, you know, because God had to build my confidence. You know, once he built my confidence, then he delivered me from that fear of failure. You know what I'm saying? And once I broke free of that, I kept praying and seeking, okay, God, what is it that you have for me to do? What is my purpose? You know what I'm saying? And I stayed in his word. I stayed in Bible study. I mean, I stayed in everything I can get my hands onto that was keeping me smacked dead in the face with God at all times. And through that, God began to reveal to me what he wanted me to do. He woke me up that night and gave me the name for my book, and I wrote the book. You know, so, and even today, you know, I went to Las Vegas for the Stellar Awards. I had no idea that when I came back that God had a business for me to start, you know, which was a PR company. And I started it, Fitz Entertainment Productions, you know, and I love it. And I have a lot of clients, and God is blessing me, you know. And, you know, he just continues to open doors for me over and over again, you know. But he wouldn't open those doors if I wasn't open to what he wanted to do in my life. And the reason why a lot of times you don't see God at work in your life is because you're not open to let him in. If you keep the door closed, God is not a God that he's going to force that door open. He's not going to force his love on you. He's not going to force himself on you, you know. You know, but if you stay in faith, okay, and open up and let God in and give God the reins, because a lot of times we hold on to those reins long enough, you know what I'm saying? God is like, okay, when are you going to let go? And God is patient. He'll sit back and wait, you know, to see how long you're going to hold on to it and stuff like this. I'd rather give it to him than for God to snatch the reins out of my hands. Amen? Okay, so what you have to do, you have to open up, give it all to God. Let go of control. Let God drive the car. You've been driving the car long enough, and guess what? You have caused one accident after another, one wreck after another, because why? You're driving on your own, okay? Let God in the driver's seat, and let him take control of the wheel. He will take you places that you never dreamed of. He will open doors that you never thought possible. When I look back and I see all of the amazing doors that God has opened up in my life, it blows my mind. But that would have only come by me being faithful, and being obedient, because obedience is greater than sacrifice. When you be obedient to God and you say, God, I give you everything, you do whatever you want to do in my life. I am yours, okay? You're the potter and I'm the clay in your life, amen? But we are almost out of time right now. I just have a few short announcements. As many of you know, as I've been talking on the radio for a couple weeks now, letting you know that pretty soon that this platform will be, I will be putting it to rest within the next 2 to 3 weeks. God is opening up other doors for me, and I need to be able to operate in the anointing that God is opening those doors for me. So I will be saying goodbye to Thursday mornings, but you can still listen to me every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, Thursday night Central Standard Time at 7. Every Wednesday and Thursday, as I continue to interview other artists and other people as well, so you still be able to hear me there. My other platform on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m., Real Woman, Real Talk, I will be putting that to rest as well so that I can do other things as well. I still have about 3 to 4 weeks left on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, and then about 3 more weeks on this platform on Thursday mornings. So I just have the one platform under Neocom Television Productions, and I'm very blessed to be there as well. Tonight I will be interviewing one of my clients. Her name is Tay Clemens. Check her out at www.tayclemens.com. Visit her website. She will be on the air with me this evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You do not want to miss tonight's episode. She will be also, I'll be playing her hit song, which is Child of a King. You do not want to miss that as well. So just tune in and continue to follow me. The magazine issue will be out by this weekend, and we're working on June's issue right now as well. So May's issue is on its way out. May's issue will be coming out at the end of this month, and then we already started to work on June's issue as well. I do have a special edition that will be coming out by this weekend, and that's a very special edition. It has a lot of good things in it. You do not want to miss it. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'll also be putting it on my website at www.bewhoyouaremagazine.info. So you can also go on my website by this weekend, and you can click on the link that will take you to the magazine, where you can purchase the magazine for $4.99. This is a special edition. You do not want to miss each issue. Is very, very special, and I have a lot of good things in it, a lot of interesting interviews, a lot of articles, a lot of fashion and gospel. You do not want to miss it. So until then, be blessed, and remember that God loves you with an everlasting love. I am always here for you. You can always email me at Barbara@FromInsanityToSane.com or Barbara@BeWhoYouAreMagazine.info. If you have a story or if you have something that you want to talk about on the air, hit me up. I would love to hear your thoughts, and we can definitely get you on the platform. So until then, God bless you, and we love you. From Insanity to Sane, goodbye, everyone.